Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Iron River by T. Jefferson Parker, performed by David Colacci. For Robert Ford Parker. There then he sat, holding that imbecile candle in the heart of that almighty forlornness. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. Chapter 1. The car hurtled west, towing a swirl of black exhaust into the first light of day. It was old and low, with Baja plates and a loose muffler that dangled and sparked on the dips. The woman drove. She was silver-haired and flat-faced, and though her eyes were open wide to gather the light, her face was still slack from sleep. Her husband sat heavily beside her, boots spread and hat low, nodding slowly through the rises and falls of the highway, a coffee cup riding on his thigh.
"Cansada,"
she said, "tired." Then told him about a dream she had had the night before. An enormous wave made of white lilies, a blue sun, and a nice talk with Benito, 30 years dead, who told her to say hello to his father.
"Cansado," he thought.
He looked out. It was desert as far as he could see or remember seeing. He worked on cars at the gas station in Bond's Corner. She had motel rooms to clean in Buena Vista. She told him about another dream she had had, and her husband lifted the cup and sipped and set it back on his thigh and closed his eyes. The sun rose behind them. The woman checked its progress in the rearview mirror. Something registered ahead, and she dropped her gaze back through the windshield to a young coyote sitting just off the shoulder next to